Good evening. Good evening. We're running a minute or two early, so we're going to wait. Good evening. We shall start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidchilu Urchimu Urchimu Udchilu Liakta Shem Yudhe Bavavhe Yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael. Hine anachnu ba'im l'kayem mitzvat zefirat ha'omer la'asot nachat ruach l'yotzreinu v'la'asot ritzon boreinu v'yihino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu k'nenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu k'nenehu Adonai Ohewahe yigbor ba'adi Adonai Ohewahe Hazdecha leolam, maasei adecha, al terech dekra l'Elohim, elyon la'el gomer alai. Bene amar ve'avor, alayich ve'erech. Mitbosesset. Bedamayich vayomar, lach bedamayich hayi. Vayomar lach bedamayich hayi barki nafshi, et Adonai yohe wahe. Ha Elohim yohe wahe, Elohe gedalta. Meod chod behadar lehat. Levashta Ote or Kishalma Note Shemaim Karia Baruchata Adonai Yohewahe Yudhevavhe Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al sefirat ha'omer. Hayom shanayim v'yarba hayom la'omer shehem shisha shavuot. Today is the 42nd day of the Omer, which is 6 weeks the inner light. Harakaman huyachatzir avodat beta mikdash lim koma bim kera biyameinu. And we should all say amen. We'll now study the Psalm 67, known as the Menorah Psalm. We will stop at a letter and also a word. Lam natseach binginot mizmor shir Elohim yechanenu vivarkenu Yair panav itanu sela Ladat faaretz darkecha V'kol goyim yeshuatecha Yoducha mim Elohim Yoducha mim kulam Yismachu v'rananu Le'umim Kish tishvot amim Mishor ulumim Baretz. The Tzadi Tzofit in Aretz. The letter Tzadi means righteousness. It represents Malchut. Tanhim Sela Yoducha Mim Elohim Yoducha Mim Kulam Eretz Nadna Yevula Yevarkenu Elohim Eloheinu. Eloheinu translates as our God or our gods. But it really is connecting to the name of God, Elohim, which is generally connected to judgment. Yivarkenu Elohim V'yiru oto kol afsei aretz. Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoa. Ana Bekoa Gedulat Yemincha Tatir Alephet Gimel Yitzhak Tzadik. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sad Benu Taharenu Nora. Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun. Na Gibor Dor She Yehud Ha Keva Vachamre Nun Gimodalit Yud Kafshin Barhim Taharim Rahame Sitkarha Tamidamre Betetresh Tsari Kap Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuha Na'el adatecha Het kuf bet tet nunayan Yachid geye lamcha penei Zochrei kidushatecha.
The
seventh word in the sixth verse, the 42nd in the wind. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziyakatenu, Yodea Talumot, Shinkufav Tzadiyota. And the eighth verse of the Anapakoach we say in a whisper. Ribono shel olam, ata tzivitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sevirata omer, kidei letacharenu, miklipotenu, umitumatenu, kimo shekatavta, v'torata usvartem, lachem, v'macharat ha-shabbat, מיום הביאכם את אומר, התנופה שבע שבתות תמימות תהיינה. עד ממחרת השבת השביעית הספירו, 50 יום כדי שתייתך ערו, נפשות עמך ישראל. וזוכמתם, ובכן יהי רצון מלפניך, אדוני אוהי וואי, אלוהינו, ואלוהי אבותינו, שבזכות ספירת האומר, שספרתי היום, יתוקן מה שרגמתי בספירה מלכות שביסוד. מלכות שביסוד. מלכות is kingdom and יסוד is foundation. What does a kingdom look like in the frame of foundation? What does manifestation look like in foundations? I'm looking to discuss the 42nd journey. They left the Avari Mountains and camped Bearvot in the west plains of Yomoab on the Jericho-Jordan border. In Hebrew, Arvot Moab literally means in the darkness. Arvot is night and darkness. Of Moab, the final harshest and most difficult of all the journeys in the wilderness. Arvot, however, also means sweetness, referring to the transformation of bitter to sweet and the darkness to light. The same dual application applies to Moab. Moab in Hebrew is Me'av, meaning from a father. Literally, this could have a dual manifestation, a father in the positive sense, a source of sanctity, or a father of evil. In Kabbalistic terms, Av is Chachma, which can be either Chachma of Kedusha, with positive energy, or Chachma of the Klipa, negative energy. And these two meanings converge. Ruth came from Moab, and she was the ancestress of King David, and hence of Mashiach. Thus camping of the Arvot Moab sums up the purpose of all the 42 journeys: to transform darkness into light, bitterness into sweetness. In describing that final journey, the verse continues on the Jericho Jordan. I'm going to bless the ask God to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. Harachaman hu yakatir avodat Beit HaMikdash. Lim koma bim hera bi ameinu. And we can all say amen.
Amen.
Are there any questions?
I know, this is Daniel. I have a question.
Go ahead, Daniel.
Last night I noticed that there was quite a few Saudi team who left that day in ER, and I was wondering what that meant for those who depart on that day.
They were very righteous ones. You had the Ramchal, you had the Sadia Gaon, you had another one that was, I forget his name, but he was very righteous. It's an indication that it's a lower, within the frame of higher energy days, it's a lower energy, so they depart that day to assist us in giving a more balanced energy to that day. It's like the Rabbi Shimon left on Hod Shebahod, the 33rd day of Iyar, that he chose that day to give us a connection to the energy of the spiritual frame, Hod Shebahod. The Ari also departed on Hod Shebahod because he departed in the fifth month on the fifth day, which is the fifth of Av. So you can see that that these righteous people are choosing to leave on days that make sense to help us. And that's the meaning of it spiritual. Any other questions? Class tomorrow at 4:30, there will be a Zohar class. At 8:30, there will be a counting of the Omer, and the 7 o'clock class is normally scheduled to be a Tikkuni Zohar class, but we will see who arrives and what we do, whether we continue with the holiday preparations. As you can tell, there's a lot of material in that PDF file that came from the Brez lovers. So, shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you, Hanok.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.